Good morning, friends around the world. I'd like to start our meditation today by thinking about living a life of grace. Someone once said that grace is giving others something they didn't earn. I want us to think back at the times in our own lives when we were the recipients of someone else's grace. I just thought of the several times I've received a warning from a police officer instead of a ticket. You ever had those moments too? Gee, I hope so. Think about how you felt when someone extended you a favor you didn't earn. Now consider how the person felt who extended grace to you. A story is told about Ferrillo LaGuardia, who, when he was mayor of New York City during the worst days of the Great Depression and all of World War II, was called by adoring New Yorkers the Little Flower. He was only 5'4" tall and always wore a carnation in his lapel. He was a colorful character who used to ride the New York City fire trucks, raid speakeasies with the police department, take entire orphanages to baseball games, and whenever the New York newspapers were on strike, he'd go on the radio and read the funnies to the kids. One bitterly cold night in January of 1935, the mayor turned up at night court that served the poorest ward in the city. LaGuardia dismissed the judge for the evening and took over the bench himself. Within a few minutes, a tattered old woman was brought before him, charged with stealing a loaf of bread. She told LaGuardia that her daughter's husband had deserted her. Her daughter was sick, and her two grandchildren were very, very hungry. But the shopkeeper from whom the bread was stolen refused to drop the charges. "It's a real bad neighborhood, Your Honor," the man told the mayor. "She's got to be punished to teach others a lesson." LaGuardia sighed. He turned to the woman and said, "I've got to punish you. The law makes no exceptions. $10 or 10 days in jails." But even as he pronounced sentence, the mayor was already reaching into his own pocket. He extracted a $10 bill, saying, "Here is the $10 fine, which I now remit. And furthermore, I'm going to fine everyone in this courtroom 50 cents for living in a town where a person has to steal bread so that her grandchildren can eat. Mr. Bailiff, collect the fines and give them to the defendant." The following day, the New York City newspapers reported that $47.50 was turned over to a bewildered old lady who had stolen a loaf of bread to feed her starving grandchildren. Altogether, there were some 70 people in the courtroom that night, including the red-faced owner of the store, people with traffic violations, and the New York City policeman, each of whom had just paid 50 cents for the privilege of doing so. You see, after paying their fines, they all gave the mayor a standing ovation. And so what's the moral of this story? Maybe it's that extending grace to others brings out the very best in you and me.